friend, it's Cheyenne. I just had to pop in here to personally invite you to receive all 25 of our Farmhouse Book Co. Read and Learn children's books for free for 14 days as my gift to you. All you have to do is go to go.farmhousebookco.com/free-for-14 and you'll gain access to the printable versions of all of our books, plus our Farm Family Forum and our homesteading courses for free for 14 days. That's at go.farmhousebookco.com/free-for-14. 14 as in 1-4. Now, on to the show. Wilderness survival skills are one of the greatest gifts we can give our families, not just because of that in case of emergency scenario, but because of the confidence that it brings to both parent and child that those skills are there. And then in addition to that, and that feeling of capability, is the connection that it creates to the earth, to the people that came before us. So that's why today we're sharing some of our best dirt cheap ways to teach our kiddos wilderness survival skills. Welcome to the Farm Family Podcast, the podcast for families with old-fashioned hearts like ours that believe what our world needs most is connection in the home. We help families learn together in ways that build life skills and foster curiosity, discovery, adventure, and discussion. In this podcast, we'll cover topics like homesteading, home education, homemaking, and pretty much all things old-fashioned and down home. I'm your host, Cheyenne Lene, a livestock-obsessed homeschool graduate, total book nerd, homesteader, pastaholic, loving daughter and big sister, and founder of Farmhouse Book Co. My whole family and I are so happy you're here. This is the Farm Family Podcast. Our first tip is to get a few cheap compasses and set up a whole bunch of coordinates around the area that you live in. Especially at first, keep the coordinates to areas that are familiar to the children so that they'll have their orientation around them and learn where home is according to the compass and directions and the places that they know. This is also a great opportunity to perhaps split into teams with a parent each or older sibling or guardian. And it's a great opportunity to practice using emergency communication systems, walkie-talkies or ham radios or whatever else that you guys could think of to communicate in an emergency situation. Then you can work your way up to less familiar coordinates as you become more experienced and more advanced in your navigation skills. Now you can do this as inexpensively or a little bit more on the splurge side as you like. You can start out in areas that are inexpensive landmarks, and you can also choose areas that maybe have a place that you could buy a little treat along a few of the ways and set up a little bit of a scavenger hunt. Our next tip is knot tying. Knot tying is such a fun project, and there are so many videos on YouTube that you can use and reference in order to learn different knots and how they would be used in different scenarios. I remember there was one lesson in preparation for girls' camp as a kid where they taught us a few different knots that we would need, and I wish and have wished so many times in the moment that I've remembered those knots or knew in which scenario would be the best to use them. The next thing that you can do is you can pretend that you're survivors of an accident in the wilderness and you have to complete tasks with fake injuries like broken limbs or twisted, you know, sprained limbs or things like blindness or maybe hearing loss from an explosion or whatever the case might be. Working your way through those tasks that you would need to accomplish for your survival with those make-believe injuries. This is also an opportunity to work on first aid in treating those injuries. The next thing would be to have them make a shelter from natural resources around them. There are so many options for this and so many fun ways to do this. One of our books in the Swiss Family Robinson series, actually multiple of our books in the Swiss Family Robinson series, have a few different instructions on how to make shelters, but there are also so many great videos online that you can access that will walk you through some different ideas and instructions. You can always reference scouting handbooks as well. There's so many great scouting handbooks that teach things like shelter making in them that you can reference. The next thing is geocaching. My little brother went through a phase where he really, really loved geocaching. And even now when we're out hiking in the hills, we love it when we stumble upon a geocache. Remember that somebody else is there and you're still building those skills. The next thing that you can do is to start on campfire cooking. Now, a great place to start with campfire cooking would be the process of learning how to start fires. There's so many different ways to start them, and you can start mastering those different skills. There's so many different fires to start, and there's a certain way to build them depending on what your needs are, what the weather is. And those are also a great way to really develop those skills. Those are also referenced in our Swiss Family Robinson books, where we have a few that talk about the different fires that you can start, where you put the wood, where you light from. And then once the fire starting skills are mastered, you can work your way up with the younger kids. You can start with just roasting a hot dog on a stick, and then perhaps work your way up to tinfoil dinners. You can start assembling tinfoil dinners, chopping vegetables, including different ingredients that they like, learning where to put them on the coals. Then perhaps you work your way up to grilling over a grate, and then to perhaps Dutch ovens. Dutch ovens are one of our favorite tools. We'll take any excuse to break out some cast iron. So that's a great place to have those skills developed, is to learn how to use and take care of cast iron Dutch ovens from a young age. The next thing is you can work on spotting and identifying animal tracks and scat. You can even still purchase things like the owl pellets online for them to dissect and look at what is included in those, and it's a great way for them to understand their surroundings. And as you're discussing those animal tracks and scat, you can also discuss safety protocols when dealing with animals, both in observation and prevention and dealing with a situation if you find yourself in it. Now, those are our tips for now. We will be sure to do another podcast episode with a few more. And you can also check out the link in our description, where we will have the podcast show notes and blog post available for you that will also link to some articles and YouTube videos for you to reference and have some fun with. Thank you so much for joining us on the Farm Family Podcast. It was so great to have you. I'd love to have you around more often, so if you haven't already and you'd like to be friends, click the subscribe button. And if you're really feeling it, leave a review. I love hearing from you and reading your words.